بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول كريم أما بعد عن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله أي المسلمين أفضل قال من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده حضرت أبو موسى رضي الله عنه narrates I said to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم which Muslim is the best the most virtuous the highest in rank in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. Same root words from the word Muslim, seen, lam, mim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the verb, Man salima. That Muslim from whom other Muslims are safe from his tongue and from his hands. From verbal abuse, and from physical abuse, or from mockery even, with the use of the tongue, sticking out the tongue, making a mock at a person. So any form of harm that comes from a Muslim to another Muslim, using his tongue or using his limbs, that is a true Muslim. So each one of us should do some introspection from our homes, within our homes, how we address our wives, how we speak to our children. A man in the home has to run the home. There are instances and times when he has to be stern, he has to be firm. But he must not be abusive, especially with his wife. This is a common problem today. You go to the jamiats, go to the social welfare departments, and we will find the amount of abuse that is happening in Muslim homes, where a woman sometimes she is pregnant, expecting, and she's being beaten up, and she's being sworn at, and terrible things that are happening. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that Muslim is a true Muslim if other Muslims are safe. One is outside the home, let us start from in the home. Let us see in the home how a person is treating his own family, his parents, Allahu Akbar. That today a person is hitting his mother, beating up his parents, swearing, like Maulana mentioned 2 weeks ago, a person beat up his mother, how his mother cursed him. So within the home we find, that is where the biggest test is. Outside the home, a person will be afraid of consequences. Inside the home, he's not afraid of consequences because he'll get away with it. So how we speak, and also psychology, everybody likes to be appreciated. Person got married, first 1 week, he's talking nicely, 1 month. After that, he forgets those beautiful words. He forgets the flowers and the flowery words also. So, how we can be kind, show the appreciation to the wife, that mashallah, you look so beautiful. Mashallah, your food tastes so nice. Mashallah, I'm so happy. So, she feels appreciated. She feels happy. Otherwise, what happens in this day and age of social media, someone else start showing appreciation to them, and then we know the problems that come in the home. Person's attention goes away because there's no attention from the husband, from the spouse. So he looks for attention, she looks for attention elsewhere. Likewise with the children also. With the children as well, we have to be stern, we have to be firm. But if we're going to run down that child always, and we're going to use bad words on that child, then naturally it's going to have an emotional effect on that child. Use derogatory terms all the time. We have to use positive terms. Look at non-Muslims and how they use positive terms. Darling, doll, different words they use. Even if it's a stranger, they use different terms. They lift up the spirits. So we are often we are quick to correct, but we're not quick to praise or encourage. This kitab itself is at-targhib wa tarheeb, encouraging and warning also. So we must have both. If one day we say to the child, for example, we're giving them a stern warning for whatever reason, then the other day we must look for something to lift their spirits, to praise them. So there's a balance. So what happens is, the child is close to us. Otherwise the hadith says the time will come, أَقَّ أُمَّا أَدْنَا صَدِيقَ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهِ. He'll go far away from his father. He doesn't want to know his father. He'll go close to his friends. So we have to keep a balanced relationship with our children. They can talk to us. They can say anything. Gone are the days where, you know, we talk with our eyes or we talk with our hands. Gone are those days. Now, We must have such a relationship, we take them under our arm, take them under our wing. And when we need to be stern and firm, then there's a limit also, we be stern and firm. And when we need to be kind and loving, then we also, one person, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissing, maybe it was his grandson, and he said, I got 10 sons and I don't kiss them. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I remember correctly, مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ, that person that doesn't show mercy, then mercy won't be shown for him. Mercy is, the sign of mercy in the heart is a person shows affection. So with our words also, kind words, Allah Ta'ala give us, give me, give you, give all of us the tawfiq that we can speak properly. We make dua, Allahumma saddid lisani, Allah correct my tongue, straighten my tongue. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.